Welcome back to Trash Rehash the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Siesta Key. We had a, I mean, we had Kelsey back this episode.
I know it sounds cheesy because we've always, shit on Kelsey, but I think this was a great send-off for Kelsey. Probably one of her better episodes ever. I was cheering for her when she was walking down the runway. Honestly, I think overall this was a really great episode of Siesta Key.
Yeah, I felt like it was definitely closing a chapter. Like, I did not feel like, oh, we're gonna be getting a lot of Kelsey. Like, it does seem kind of like we're closing this Kelsey door, even though we do know that they did not end on good terms because Kelsey was very vocal on Instagram about it, understandably so. But yeah, no, I have to agree. I felt like it's a good episode for Kelsey. Only because she was, I felt like she's being authentic and not. I mean, what was great is that we got these flashbacks too. So, like, we get these flashbacks of when it's like, God, Kelsey, oh. But seeing her, be able to actually move forward with Juliet and say, like, no, I'm like for real this time, and walk in her show. It was great. But also, I'm like her storyline with her and Max. Like, I was like, yeah, see, like, y'all, it didn't seem real.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that this, she needs to not, like, I don't see really where she fits with the show anymore. But I think this was a good episode for her to, for sure, to send off with.
And it's not necessarily even a bad thing that we don't think she fits the show anymore. In ways, that's a good thing. She's
Yeah.
just got other stuff going on. And even these last couple seasons, or part B or A, whatever we were on before, besides the fight with Juliet, there wasn't much with Kelsey. Where Kelsey was a main character for season. So, yeah, I know the breakup off of the show was messy, but I think they MTV did a really good job of making it like a good Kelsey episode.
For sure. So she's getting a, she got a short-term rental in Miami. And Madison is coming soon, she said. She's in just visiting a friend in Greece. Oh yeah, because that's what we do. Just visit a friend in Greece. And no, I saw in the preview that we will see Madison next episode, which I just know is gonna be so sad. But so I'm guessing we'll get Kelsey for a few episodes.
Yeah, I hope
However
we
long
get at
her
least like
rental
one
is.
or two more.
But she was talking to Kara, and Kara, this whole episode was, this drama with her and Jordana is funny to me. And it seems real, like genuine, like this real, because we've all been there. You have a friend who has a crush, likes a guy. And then your friendship changes with them when they're really spending all their time with them. And in this case, she's not even dating the guy. So, and he has a lot of money. It's just, it seems like a very relatable drama. But she even says that Jordana's not even making her art. I mean, she's spending too much time on this damn clothing line that.
It's ugly.
Oh, what is the, it's faux fur is what it's called, or faux.
I honestly, I could not see what the I know, I remember looking at the hats, but I don't know exactly what
I mean, I
the
know it's something
name
with faux
is.
fur because he's vegan and
Yeah, I know
whatever,
it's
but
faux, but I don't remember exactly the full
yeah, like how it
title.
goes. But yeah, I, she's not even like doing her art or any of her stuff anymore.
Yeah, well, and it just is crazy how upset Jordana is that, Kara or Kara moved out for like good reason too. Like as a friend, wouldn't you like, oh, bummed at first, but like, okay, whatever, like, hey, this just isn't for me. It wasn't even like a dig at anyone. She just said, hey, this just is not what I thought it was gonna be. And if you're a mature adult, you should be okay with that.
Like, do you really want a couple living with you all? Like, it's not like they're probably chipping in on rent. Like, who gives?
Well,
Like, you're not paying rent.
and clearly Kara's or Kara's been judging them. So don't you want to have the people who aren't judging you like out of the house? Like, and I love her, but just, I mean, yeah. Wouldn't you want the people who are clearly uncomfortable in judging all the partying going on and you're cool with it? Wouldn't you want them out of the house?
Well, and not all friends can live together. I mean, I feel like she was taking it so personally. And I mean, yeah, it is more than just how they keep the house. It's also how Jordana is, and maybe Kara's not being fully transparent with her on that, but I don't think Jordan would hear it anyway, so she's so
No.
defensive over Sam. But yeah, she says that she's easily influenced by Sam too, which, yeah, that's obvious. But I think it's really interesting how in this episode you have Sam talk when he talks to Megan, and she says, like, would you make out with her? Like, would you want to make out with her if we weren't together? Like, do you have like feelings of that with her? And he's like, no. I really feel from Sam's side that he is just friend zoning her, which I don't get it. 'Cause then he's like, well, we're just such good friends. Like, I don't want to go there. And like, I get that part of it. But I also feel like it's more so that there's something about her that he's actually not like into. Like there has to be.
It's not just the friends part, there's more.
Yeah. Like, and he, and but she's totally into him and has always been. But I actually don't see them ever probably being serious. Like, I don't see that he's just like, oh, waiting around for like the right time. I feel like there's actually like he sees her as a friend.
Well,
But
like,
it's so messy.
I feel like she, if he said, hey, let's date in a heartbeat, she would, but she tells everyone, no. Yeah, they're good as friends, but I do not think they have good chemistry. Or, you know, like we've all seen or had friends that are like, oh, you guys should just date already. You guys just click. No, I don't see it. I don't think they would be a good couple together.
She has more chemistry with Mike. You know,
100%.
like, and that's not saying much. I mean, I'm
Not a
just
good thing.
like, Sam doesn't have chemistry with anyone.
He's back to being so goddamn awkward
Oh my God.
on
And he's like looking
screen.
around all like, I'm like, dude, what is wrong with you? Okay, did you hear when they were talking about Theron Birch and how he was saying 500 to 1500 per jacket, and he's like,
Is that a lot?
is that a lot for a jacket? I don't know.
Like, you sound like such a fucking douchebag. Come on.
It made me so mad. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Who's gonna buy that shit, by the way? And that fucking hat with the little fluff, little, and she's sewing that on herself. I'm like, please. What was that going for? $200?
Yeah. I mean, one windy gust and that thing is popped off and flying away.
Yeah, like we're watching her like sew them on the camera.
Not well, like either. Like it's like very thin string. Like, no.
Hand-sewn.
And she's
Oh my
not even doing it
God.
with like a machine. She's, yeah, doing it by hand.
It's so bad. Something that I'm tired of, I don't know, maybe I did say this last episode. I don't think I did though, but something that I'm really tired of this episode or in this whole show is Mike and Lexi. I like Lexi. I feel like they are dragging out their storyline. It feels almost like Like, I know, I feel like it's a genuine breakup, whatever. Some of the shit that happened happened, whatever. But I feel like Sam is saying, okay, Mike, let's get you to be one of these main cast members. Like, you and Lexi gotta have, like, I don't know. I feel like there's just so much around them. And I'm like, I don't even know them like that. Like, I don't care. And I don't, like, why are we keep having the same conversation? Are y'all together? You're not. He unfollowed you on Instagram. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. I want to see y'all hook up with other people.
Well,
I want to
like,
see him
I
and
feel.
Amanda flirt, you know? Like,
Yeah, well, I even feel like last season, that was the same thing where, like, things were weird between them, or, like, were they really a couple? Were they not? Like, he was spending so much time with crypto or whatever. He
Which
does.
we probably know he's struggling now with all the crypto drama going.
Yeah, like you said, they're dragging it out for a storyline that, like, we could have just done for one episode and moved on.
Yeah, totally. I'm just over it. Like, I do like Lexi. I think she's an actual friend of Juliet's. She doesn't seem like she's really about the spotlight. Which I don't mind people that are about the spotlight. Like, I don't mind that, you know, some people want a little screen time. But she just seems like a genuine friend, and I like her. But I would like her to get on with another cast member. Like, who would be a good, maybe her and BG getting together, you know? Or maybe
Well, because I mean,
I could see that.
you might as well with BG, because he's already dated half of the girls on the show, so.
I think she needs a real man, though. I don't think that he makes enough for her. She's a real estate agent.
True.
She needs a new man. She needs one of Clark's friends. So, Clark, get that. No Clark this episode,
Yeah, he doesn't want to film, remember?
which is fine with me. I respect it. We got a lot of yacht, which we're gonna be rehashing Salt Lake City after this. And I was like, oh my God, yachts everywhere. Everyone's on a fucking yacht. And Sam's on a yacht. Juliet's having a yacht party. Salt Lake City's on a yacht. Like, everyone's on a yacht.
I love it though. It
Me
was
too. I want to go on a yacht. I'm watching Below Deck, like Mediterranean right now. I'm binging all the Below Decks that I haven't seen, and I'm almost done. Below Deck, Selling Yacht was really good. There's only three seasons, but right now I'm in Mediterranean that has like seven seasons, and I'm on season five. But yeah, these yachts are no joke. But I, this is where Jordan opens up to Chloe about Sam, and it's all stemming from her saying how happy she is about Chloe and her husband, Jim Jones, or whatever his name is. I can't remember what his name is. Chris, not Jim Jones. Yeah, it's I felt like it was sad watching her shut down when everyone's actually being really supportive. It was nice seeing, like, this is all the women besides like Madison, that like everyone was there, and it was nice, like, not awkward. Even Juliet and like trying to be there for Jordan and Kelsey, all of them were there. Like, Kara came and Jordana said, why are you here? Like, don't fuck with Kara. She's not the one.
Because she will come right back at you. She is like not, she is not afraid at all.
She's like, you moved out of my house. And it's like, your house? Your house? You mean Sam's house? No. But yeah, that was like, I enjoyed seeing all the women together. I just feel like that's not what we usually get. Even though Chloe, and I mean, you know that she doesn't give two shits about Jordana, and her just talking to her is just to get some info.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
While in the other yacht, we get Sam and Mike, who have a bunch of bitches on the boat, because he wants to give Mike a good time and make Lexi jealous. But Lexi's making him jealous, and he unfollows her, which I don't care. I just don't care. And why is Amanda asking if she,
No.
how she feels? Like, how do the fuck do you think I feel? Just how I felt when you were telling me that you were flirting with him. Like, fuck you
Well,
mean, how do I feel?
and from Amanda, like she was like, yeah, he was flirty, like don't make him just seem like the bad guy, which he is, but
You're just as guilty.
yeah, you're also Lexi's friend too. It's extra worse. It's not like you didn't know he had a girlfriend. Like his girlfriend's your friend. It's not cool.
Lexi is pretty fucking chill with Amanda, considering. But you know, okay, remember how we see that preview for the season where Juliet gets on Amanda? And I thought it was like about her and Sam, but now I'm thinking it's probably her and Mike. Like, or maybe she's talking to Sam about her and Mike or something.
Oh yeah, I mean it really could be like they're throwing us off to think that, you know, she's talking about Sam when it's actually
Because that wouldn't
Mike.
make sense why Juliet would give two fucks if she was talking to Sam, you know? Like
Because she doesn't give up.
she shouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Well, and you make a good point because she's like kind of grossed out by Sam, so like I don't think she would care, you know.
No, and it would be a bad look for her to care, you
Yeah.
know? But let's talk about the JMP. JMP the label. I love how she's trying to be diverse with height, weight, race, everything. I was so impressed.
Well, yeah, and it was just, you know, funny when her partner was like, well, she's like really short. It's like,
And
aren't you guys talking about how inclusive you are about all body shapes and types, like heights where you guys draw the line?
but she
That's
pushed
weird.
back. Like, I
Yeah,
loved
which is
that. And she
because
got
I
it.
was no, I'm so glad because when we're watching this scene, I'm like, that's so weird. This is like going against everything that Julia just said, you know,
Well, and
the company
also
was
when they were
about.
saying to her, like, hey, we need more plus size models and more, you know, whatever, like earlier, like episodes ago. And it's like, now y'all are gonna be like, oh, too short.
Yeah,
Okay.
heights the issue here, not, you know,
Yeah.
all body to
Okay.
all body shapes, you know. So I'm glad Juliet, you know, stuck to her guns and was like, no, this is what we're doing.
Yeah, no, I loved that. The fashion show was amazing. Kelsey and Juliet talking like during like it was really nice.
It
Like I
was.
felt like this was not really a drama-filled episode, but it was. It almost felt like a season finale, even though it wasn't.
If it was a season finale, it would totally make sense because, like, some other story, there aren't any like super lingering storylines that I would need to see resolved.
Yeah, because even, you know, we had Sam and Megan talk, and which, so they were dating for 9 months. Like they
I
were
guess.
actually dating for 9 months.
Yeah, I
Anyways.
don't know.
Like, and so what are they dating? Have you been creeping on them at all, on Sam or Jordan or anyone?
No.
I'm gonna creep. So I'm curious. I think I saw recently that Sam and Jordan still like their stuff, like each other's stuff, but yeah, Jordan definitely does. I don't see Megan. Yeah, I don't see her. Just curious of what's going on with Jordan and Sam. I just don't see them ever actually dating. But
No.
maybe I'm wrong. I'm curious. It looks like he's still. Oh yeah, he had this one girl on his. I forgot. He had this one girl at Halloween that was dressed like Juliet. And someone
Oh,
said,
yeah.
are you two together? And he said, nah, she blocked me for some reason. Okay.
Also, remember, he's like 32 years old.
Which is wild with how he
I
communicates. Like, dude, you're so embarrassing.
know.
It's so embarrassing. Anyways, what else? From the preview, I saw we can get a little bit of Chloe and her raggedy ass husband,
Yeah.
her wanting a kid. Oof, no. Not you two.
Yeah. Oh, we did. Chloe did bring up something that Chris was not in the previews,
Working.
but during the show with the wholesaler or something and all the units that aren't specific.
Oh, so Chris actually works? She's like, yeah, he's not Sam. It's like,
Oh,
yeah, Sam
yes,
doesn't
that's how
scam
it.
people.
Yeah.
Well, not as
He might.
badly.
Sam might be a loser in his own way, but
But he's actually
he's,
rich, so.
yeah. He gives his money out. He doesn't scam people, so.
Yeah, he doesn't make up fake shit and sell
Yeah.
it. Insane. Oh my God, Emerald Ray or Gray. I wonder what, she probably expected her sales to go up so much with, and you know damn well people are just going and looking at it. Like, no
Oh
one's
yeah.
buying that shit. Why
Oh
would you
no.
buy that? Why would you have that be your thing? I
Yeah,
guess
well,
it's
it's just
Concepts
funny.
by Chloe, but
Yeah, in 2 years we've had how many different ventures for her?
failed.
Yeah.
We've had Concepts by Chloe. We've had this Emerald Botanical, whatever. Kelsey Owen. Was there anybody else that tried something? I mean, all of BG's failed songs, I'm sure.
Yeah.
but just not good. Oh, Madison's acting career.
Oh
Yeah, I can't
yeah. I forgot about
try to block that one out.
that.
Anyways, we do get more of Mike and Lexi in the trailer, which I'm not excited about. And we also get a little bit of a Hills moment with Juliet. She wants to go to Mykonos. It's almost like the Paris shit.
Well, she already remember she went with
Yeah.
Robbie.
You're doing it again? You don't go. You don't book a trip to Mykonos a week after fashion, after swim week.
Swim week,
I'm like, oh, not swim week.
yeah. Well, I love that, these PR people or whatever. When she's like, oh no, like I invited some friends to the yacht. They're like, really? She's like, well, my friends are influencers. And you're filming a fucking TV show. I think Juliet's gonna be okay. She, you know how much free fucking publicity she's getting by being on this show. Yeah, you guys are pretty lucky to have inserted yourself into an MTV show.
Okay, but can't you tell that they're totally like living for being on TV?
Oh my God, 100%.
Like they are totally adding in little things just to like have a moment. Like, oh yeah, so the party's like such a hit. Like
She's like, I know.
they remind me of someone from like a movie or a show, and I don't know what, but I'll keep thinking about it. But every time I see them, I'm like, oh my goodness, like they should be like an SNL skin or something. But they are totally living for this.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, I was proud of Juliet. She did great. The fashion show was amazing. Loved it. Like jaw-dropping. So impressed. She's doing the damn thing. But I'm excited for the next episode. I'm excited for more. I really want shit to pop off with Amanda to get away with shit again. She always gets away
No.
with shit. I want shit to come to like head for her.
Well, and
I need
she's the
her
first
to
person.
like
She's the first one to point fingers over someone's being a bad
every
friend.
time, every time.
But agreed, loved Juliet's fashion show and how she's She's doing it. I'm just like proud of her because, you know, when she first started, she like her storyline was just trying to be Alex's girlfriend, and now she's took over the show and is doing so much more.
Well, and it's nice to just look at last season when she was dating Sam and she wasn't able to get shit done. I'm like, she's working. Like, she's working. And I, as y'all know, I got one of her suits and it's really nice. So I want another one, but next year. But yeah, I'm very proud of her. I feel like we know her.
I know.
But anyways, anything else from the episode?
No, that is it. We are also rehashing the latest episode of Salt Lake City. And either this week or next week, we will do Survivor.
Yes, and it's almost over, which is
I
nuts.
know.
And what a, we'll talk about it, but a nuts, competition.
I know.
You think of what the word I wanted to say. I didn't want to say competition. What do they call it? Challenge.
Challenge, yes.
Immunity challenge. Nuts. So we'll talk about that
Yeah.
though. But yeah, I'm excited to talk about Real Housewives, and we'll talk a little bit about Winter House too, because I got thoughts about that as well.
Yeah.
But where can people find us at?
You can find us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.